Hello and welcome to the NITB News Podcast. A man from the Tiwi Islands in the Northern Territory has been found guilty of murdering an international student in Darwin 2.5 years ago. 23-year-old Bangladeshi student Isfakor Rahman was asleep at his share house in the Darwin suburb of Milner in May 2023 when he was beaten with paving stone and a fire extinguisher. The killing prompted protests and calls from the international student community for better safety measures. Police arrested 29-year-old Brendan Cantilla and charged him with murder. Cantilla pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of manslaughter, arguing he was mentally impaired at the time of the attack. But that was rejected by a jury who found him guilty of murder. The crime carries a mandatory life sentence in the Northern Territory with a non-parole period of 20 years. After years of delay, a new on-country youth diversion facility has opened in Western Australia's far north. The state government hopes it will offer teenagers a culturally led path away from the justice system. The Malamanu project is run by local Indigenous organisations and aims to help young at-risk people before they enter the justice system. The centre is located 120 kilometres from the nearest town of Derby. The word Malamanu means help in the Wurundjeri language. The voluntary residential program is slated to start next year when the wet season is over.
What we're trying to do is, you know, identify who those young people are that are, you know, getting up to no good. They're on the wrong path. They need some support to get back on the right path.
Environmental protection groups are claiming a major victory after laws protecting New South Wales brumbies were overturned. 7 years ago, protections were introduced allowing feral brumbies to roam free in the state's high country. The horses' hard hooves eroded soil, fueled waterholes, and pushed out native animals. With the law protecting the invasive species overturned, environment groups say the high country can start to heal.
But the sooner we own our ecological truth, the story of what's happened to country and the story of all our extinctions and how they came about, mostly through invasive species and poor treatment of country, the sooner as a nation we will be much better off. We'll have a culture of caring for country. And laws like this will never be passed again because we'll have a society of Australians who care for Australian country, Australian native animals, and want a flourishing ecosystems.
Jointly managed parks in Western Australia are creating more opportunities for Indigenous rangers to work on country. In the Gascoyne region in the state's mid-north, parks are expanding and new ones being developed, with cultural knowledge steering land care and conservation.
Ingoda woman Leslie Snowball spends her days traversing the sandstone plateaus and ancient sand dunes. A ranger working in the outback Gascoyne region, caring for her country, the same country her ancestors once cared for.
Working on a place where my ancestors would be and still are is incredible. I feel connected spiritually and physically as well because I just get to walk on this land where they could have travelled also.
Leslie says the work gives her meaning and her mob a future, with new conservation projects and tourism opportunities planned.
Now I have a work centre established in Gascoyne Junction, operational team on the ground made up of the four Ingoda rangers. Currently have sort of two Ingoda rangers on deck and another two not too far away with a sort of recent recruitment process.
Here, along the vast rock ranges and water valleys, traditional practices and Western knowledge is put into practice. A joint management partnership with the state's Department of Biodiversity, giving traditional owners a greater say on how these parks are run.
It means a lot to me to be walking alongside parks and wildlife, hugely, because I know that the westernised science and our ancestral science, there's so many connections there, we've just got to marry them up, but they're there.
With more opportunities for rangers being offered amid park expansions, Ingoda people are at the forefront of land care and management. For Leslie, every shift is another adventure.
Makes me feel very happy with myself and just proud of where I come from and what I'm doing because I'm helping my land and it lets me see these beautiful moments and places every single day when I go out there.
Caring for country, culture and community. Blair Wise, NITV News.
The Brisbane International Film Festival has returned, celebrating the very best in local and international cinema, with First Nations films taking centre stage. This year's Indigenous Spotlight brought together a diverse selection of films from across Australia and the Pacific, giving audiences the opportunity to hear directly from the creators.
From supernatural horror to intimate documentaries, BIFF celebrates the diversity of Indigenous films.
The whole modus operandi was trying to platform Indigenous films from around the world that were really different. Animated films, horror films, comedy films, road trip films, crime noir, giving audiences a really wide breadth of First Nations stories.
This is to honour the importance of women.
Among the films on show is Corker, from Māori filmmaker Kath Akawata Brown, a journey that weaves together Māori storytelling and intergenerational healing.
I recognise an affinity between us in terms of our colonial experience, but also more recently our desire to deconstruct that and shred it and tear it away.
The latest offering from Bundjalung director Jack Manning-Bancroft is an animated film blending Indigenous knowledge with cutting-edge technology.
We had over 400 people write on it during the pandemic 7 years ago on a Google Doc. It's got Indigenous knowledges from across the country and from around the world, and our job's just been to help curate it and bring together a story that's been written by us for us.
A range of genres and styles united by common threads.
The challenges we face as Indigenous people have been removed from land, being removed from our identity, being removed from country has happened all around the planet.
For many creators, festivals like BIFF are about more than just exposure. They're about connection, community, and carving out a space for First Nations voices. With filmmakers from Australia, New Zealand, and North America here on site, the festival is reinforcing its role as a platform for Indigenous storytelling across the region. Powerful and proud stories that connect us all. Dan Rennie, NITV News.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune in to NITV News Weeknights.